discuss the Tesfos. We finished the Tesfos, but it's a very difficult thing. Friday we said that the Mi'ish L'chalek can be explained in two ways. According to the Kseis Chidesh, that now the Kashi is, that's a strong Kashi. Now, everybody says, Dovash Be'avo requires Eidem Kimadov. Momei Lu'ivos Hadolishak, the Pashtas Losh Nagmori is, that it doesn't require Kimadov. But how can we say that Dovash Be'avo requires Eidem Kimadov, or if the whole Mokia for Dovash Be'avo requiring Kimadov is the Alfuse for Momei, and by Momei itself, it's not required Kimadov. It's only for, that's a strong Kashi. So the Ksei says, by moment itself, it's also required in Kimadova. But Eidim in Kimadova doesn't mean Dafke Eidim. It means any mnemonis. It has to be observed by someone who has mnemonis. If he testifies, he'll be Nemo. So Mimele, by moment, also requires Eidim in Kimadova. But Eidim doesn't mean Dafke Eidim. It can be Baldova also. Every time a person makes a transaction, he's Makne, he's Sodim Matone. Makne is a Matone. So it's witnessed by the nation himself.
Rabbi Matsiah.
What?
Matsiah.
Ah, there he is. So who is the litigation between whom and whom?
So how can it happen somebody be Zech and Matsiah if the Baldova is not there?
No, that's much. It's only Kimadovo when you have to be Mitzi, when the title
maybe
changes.
Someone else.
That's right. But Mitzia, there is no Baldovo who is staying connected, so then it certainly doesn't require either Kimadovo. Only let's say Kiyoni, let's say like Matone or Mechire, there, but even Alvoye, it's not Shayach to say, it's Mistaba. According to the Tseis of the Mede, that by Alvoye, even if there hadn't been the monies of Baldova, if somebody borrows money, he has to return. Momeni Gaboch. It's not a minion of Kinye, it's a minion of Kinye. It's Momeni Gaboch. Let's say, when
it's
Makne, one second.
It's a Christ.
Don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor. So, Matone, when there is a key and there is a change of title, so then, without Eidim, it doesn't take effect. But by Alvoye, what is there? I borrowed money, so I have to return Momeni Gaboch. So that even the Ktseis will be made, it's Mistaba.
Mitzi also.
Even Mitzi doesn't bow the king. But there is not, there is a king yet, but he's not Kene from somebody else, he's not Mafkia Moment from somebody. So then he doesn't require it. It's Mistaba.
It's like by Kedushin that she's changing his status from a Pnei to a Ktseis. So what the moment has to be that
that's right, when there is a change of status. By Mitzia there is also a change, but he's not Mafkia Moment from anybody. He's Eichon Mahevkia. So there it doesn't require even. So then you can ask, you have to say it according to this. Because there is no Baldova who sees it. Who is the Baldova? The one who is Eichon, that on the contrary, it's his chus. It's his chus. So what do they? So we have to say that the tzeis will be made. The tzeis only says when you are made a moment, you are matki a moment from one person to the other. When there is a change of ownership, you see. So, but by alvoya in bamitzie, it doesn't require it. But by kinyon, it requires eidim kimadovo. But eidim doesn't mean dafke eidim. It means anyone who has nemones. So mimele if Dushin hadn't been Chavlach Nime. So there would be Eidim Kimadovo if one would be Mikadish and Isha Beinel Binatzmo. So it would be good Dushin. Why? Because it's observed by the Baal and the Isha. So some male it has Eidim. Eidim doesn't mean Eidim. Eidim means anyone who has credibility, who has mnemonis, whether it be Terasides, be Teras Baldobo, whatever, that's called aiding.
Who does not have credibility? Who does that exclude?
And a Dacho does not have credibility. A Nisho, a Korev, a Sume does not have credibility. Everyone is that is possible. A Roshe has no credibility. He has no mnemonis. So Eidi means anyone who has credibility, who has mnemonis.
Yes,
yeah, so Momin the request, the Kashi by the Ksenis is, we learn how Zira Shoah Dovadovam Momin, that Dovash Bavu requires Eidi Kimadovo, but by Momin itself it doesn't require Eidi Kimadovo. So he gives the tennis, no, by Momin it also requires Eidi Kimadovo. But Eidim doesn't mean Dafke Eidim, anyone who has mnemonis. So since whenever somebody makes a kinyan, Ruvin is Makni, so that is Shimon. So he himself observes it. And if he will testify, he'll be able to be invalid. So there is Eidim Rikim Adam.
But he has to witness it though?
What? No.
It has to be witnessed though by that person who's able to have mnemonis.
The Baldova always witnesses.
Right, I'm saying, but that's important, that Nakuda.
That's right.
In case of the Ktsais that it gets from the Rambam, where they don't really see it.
There is
a idea.
Excuse me, please. You can't even visualize the case where the Baldova doesn't.
I understand, but the case that the Ktsais gives, it brings Rambam from the Rambam with the idea, they didn't see the Kedushin.
Yeah.
So there, wasn't even witness.
Well, I'll soon discuss that. She means in Tzadik, I'll soon discuss that. All right. But I want, to discuss the whole thing. So I said, according to the Ksenis, that it's really a Yalfuse Famomen. And Dovash Be'avo is Mamish as the same thing as Momen. Momen requires a Nikim Adovo. Gdushin also requires a Nikim Adovo. But by Momen, when it requires a Nikim Adovo, it doesn't mean Dafke Eidim. It means anyone who has mnemonis. So by Kinyonim, there is Eidim Rikim Adovo, the Baldovar himself. So if by Gdushin, the Baldovar would be Nemon, so that requirement would be fulfilled. But by Gdushin, the Baldovar is not Nemon. So the Ksei says that by Gdushin, since it's Chavlachine, it's Asalo, Akrevin, some Mele, the Baldovar is not Nemon. That means, according to the Ksei, if suppose the Baal and the Isha come to Bezdin and they say, well, a week ago, so we became married to each other. The Baal says, I was Mikadisha, but I did it in the presence of Eidim. Who are the Eidim? Reuven and Shimon. Where are they? They went to Australia. Go and get them. So according to the Ktsais, he's not them. She's not Asur. Because in the Livure, it's Chavlachin. But Rashbo says Beferesh, not like it says. He says in the case where the Baal and the Isha come to Bezdin and they say Kidashtio in Pnei Pleni or Pleni, the Holchol and Dines Hayam, then the Anemon. Because there is Likim Adovo. According to their testimony, there was Eidim. But the Eidim are not here. But as far as the Libur is concerned, so it does, but the intimate them applies to Gushin. It's not Chayvachine in the same way as when Ruvain is made in Bezdin, that he gave his sode to Shimon, so his Nemon, we don't say, well, he gave it to Shimon, so it's detrimental, it's to the detriment of Levi, because if he hadn't given it to Shimon, so then Levi could try to exert pressure upon Ruvain, that he should be makne to him. Now that he gave it to Shimon, so no use exerting pressure. So it's chavlachine. No, we don't say it's chavlachine. Why don't we say it's chavlachine? Because that's mimele. That's mimele. So mimele, we cannot say, like according to Rach's pshat, Dushin's chavlachine becomes gasosa alme. So every case where Ruvin is made, he gave the soda to Shimon, should be Chavlachine, because he deprives other people of the opportunity to buy it, to get it. But even according to Rashi's pshat, that Chavlachine means Asra Akrevin, so it's also like Momen, because that's a pale Yetzi of the Gdushin. The Kedushin itself is not Havlachim, but there are certain Tichoyes consequences. So in every moment there is also Tichoyes consequences. So it's not really Havlachim. Mimele the Rashbo says, if Reuven will come to Bezdin and will say together with Leah, and will say, I'm a Kaddish Leah, Bifnei Eidim, Bifnei. And who are where the Eidim? The Eidim went to Australia. So then he's Nemon.
Is there a machlekes between the Kitzos and the
Nemon? That's right. There's a disagreement. I mean, it's a color that the Kitzos knew the Rashbo. He mentions the Rashbo. And why?
According to the Kitzos,
he wouldn't be Nemon? Because the Kitzos says that actually Momin also requires Eidim Mikimadomo. But Eidim Mikimadomo doesn't mean Eidim. It means someone who has Nemonis to be Mivare. Mm-hmm. So the reason as to why I'm Kaddish with Eidim in Mikodesh is because the Baal has no Nemonis to be Mivare. So it's Mashma even when he says, if they play me, play
me. Why doesn't he have Nemonis, the Baal?
Because it's Havlachine. There is no
Eidim.
Yeah, Havlachine. She becomes Asura on craving. The craving. So is the whenever there is a case of Havlachine, there is no Nemonis of Baldova. Alright, so the case is contrary to the Rashi. So 1 second. So I say, according to the Xeis, so we have to explain the taste verse. Mir yesh lechalek the linya momin the hamiyidu as baldin ki meidim sage beidich simen ki meidu as baldin. Aber bekdushin vigeirish nim hamiyidu as baldin mishim nilchayv lachirim di bekdush nosalo akreivim u vigeirish nosalo akeyim. So I said, according to the Xeis Lomdes, we can explain the taste verse as follows. Now the first taste we said, like Habnatam, that by Gdushin, even according to Reb Meir, Eidech Sime without the Misir would be no good, because of the Chisong of Nikimadol. And by Shtamaton, according to Reb Lezer, Eidech Sime without the Misir will also be no good. Then taste says, no, we can say, while admitting one chiddush of Rav Natan, that by Gdushin, even according to Reb Meir, so the Gdush, by Gittin, even according to Reb Meir, the chsim without Misir is no good because of the chisong of Rekim Adobo, but Ligabish Tamatone, even according to Reb Lezer, the chsim without Misir would be good. Why? Because by Shtamatone, there is no requirement of Likim Adavo. Like the Rashbo, not like the Xeis. There is no requirement of Likim Adavo. So he says, Mi yesh l'chalik, v'li momin dem han yidaz baldin kine idim, sage beidach sime bim kine yidaz baldin. Because if they are eidach sime, and I explain the tasteless, not that we couldn't explain the tasteless according to Xeis Lomdes without it, but that makes it better. So I mean, as Reb Michael Feinstein said, that Eidech Sime, they in effect, they testify explicitly on the Nasan Yidas and Yisrael. The other things, even if we accept what Reb Chaim says, that Al-Pidin, they become Eideri and Yagura and everything. All right, but it's not an explicit Agori. The explicit agoda by the chsime is only on one thing, that's all. Nothing else. And the nasan das hamischai. And other things. And the kin itself, they themselves will tell you. In all honesty, we don't know whether there was a kin or not. Maybe he changed his mind. But once the Mekavu Matone holds the shtar, so then Al Pedin, the shtar testifies everything. Like he computed everything. But the explicit agoda is only on one thing. Anasim das amischai. Anasim das amischai. As a matter of fact, that Rabbi Shule Kutner and Yeshua's Yisroel, I think it's Simon Membor, says the same thing. That the explicit agoda by Eidi Shtar is only a nasim of mischayim, and he has a raya from the Gemara at the beginning of Ishaleach, because there is a machlekes Rabbi Yishui ben Korche. Rabbi Yishui ben Korche and the Rabbonon, whether Edis Miochedes in the Rie is considered is good in the Nemomenes or not. In the Foshes, of course it's no good. In the Foshes, so not only Edis Miochedes in the Rie of 1-8 testifying that he saw Reuven Baut from Shimei $1,000 on Sunday, and another 8 testifying that he saw that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Monday, so then Besdin can collect $1,000 because there are two aiding, where there are two separate rias. But even echot by Foshes, even echot rei mechalin ze, ve echot rei mechalin acher, where the same rei, they saw the same eyes avere, but one aid doesn't see that the other aid sees. Together with him. That's called Reim Chalze Ve'achod Reim Chalnacha. In other words, here is a person who does the Avera, is either Avizor or whatever the Avera is. And then another person who lives in a house adjoining this room through a window sees that he does Avizor. And then another person who also lives in another room that adjoins through a window sees. But the one aid doesn't see that the other aid sees what he sees. So that's possible by Nefoshes, even if it's the same way. Now, by the Momenes, so Rabbi Shur ben Korcha says, that even two separate ways is good by the Momenes. And the Rabbon of Rabbi Shur ben Korcha says it's not good. The Shagasarye points out that even according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Shur ben Korcha, who says that with two separate rias is no good by the moment, only when there are two separate rias, but if it's the same rias by the moment, but echot rias mechal nzeh v'echot rias mechal nacher, then it's good by the moment, even according to Rabbon Shekoch. All right, it's another question. And we pass like Rabbi Shur ben Korcha. Then in regard to Iris Mechedes and Agode, when one aid testifies, in Besdin, not bifnei the other eight, so there is a machleke between Reb Nosson and the Chachomim. So the Chachomim say that Eris Mincheres and Agodi is possible in the Momenes, and Reb Nosson says it's kosher, that shame in Vov shall ze ayeim, ud Vov shall ze limocho, even though it wasn't in Besdin, ze bifnei ze, by the Nefoshes, so even Reb Nosson is made it's possible. Anyway, so the Gemara in Gittin at the beginning of Asheleach says, what would be a case by Shtores of Edis Mechedes in the Rie, Edis Mechedes in the Rie, if, let's say, the Baal was Mitzave, the Edim, to sign the get, and he told one aid not in the presence of the other aid. Let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Baal told Reuven, you sign a get for me. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, he told Shimon, you sign a get for me. So that would be Eides Miyachedes in the Rie. So that's a riot to Rabbi Shuley Kutner. Why is that?
Good get.
What?
Would it be a good get?
That's stolen machlekes, Rabbi Shuley ben Korach and the Rabbonon. Oh. So that's a riot to Rabbi Shuley Kutner and Yeshuas Yisrael. That the Rie, the explicit Agode, and Rabbi Chaim will be made it to it too. That's a Gemara Mefereshes in Gittin, the beginning of Shaleach. That the explicit Agode of the Yiddish Bishtar, the explicit Agode, not the implicit Agode that they testify without even the Yiddish Chsim knowing, by way of a computer, you know. The way a computer also testifies. Everything. That's but it doesn't know a thing. But you, what? You press a button and he tells you everything. But he's not conscious of it. So Ishtar testifies many things. Once the Bala Ishtar holds the Ishtar, the Kamatone, the Isha, whoever, the Ebed, whoever. So then he testifies, the Ishtar itself. is mivar many things that the Yachsime don't know anything about, like a computer. But we're talking now about the explicit Hakodesh, yeah, by the Yachsime, that they know, that they consciously testify, not unconsciously. So that's only one thing, as Rabbi Shlomo Kutner says. That's the Nasim Tachmishai. That's all. There's nothing else. There is nothing else. For example, you know, if somebody testifies l'sheker, so is either of the rising, l'sane v'reacho, eichaker. There is no malkin because it's a lafshin hazoras mitzvah bezdin in case of eding zimimim, so the achayim mise, but it's a lav deraisa. So when is a an eid bishtar, even lav deraisa, and he becomes a rosh, when is an eid bishtar? Suppose Edim Nishtar, the sign that Ruvin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then it turns out that Ruvin Bria, he didn't borrow. Will they become Rishon Day? Chas v'Shalom. What did they say that he borrowed? They didn't say anything. Case Nishtar Leval Pishimal Vime. So what Katayne can you have against the Edim if it turns out they didn't borrow? But once the Malve holds the Shtar, so that it's Mivareya, that there was Alvoy, and then it's considered that there is Agode by them too. But it's not a conscious Agode, it's only an unconscious Agode, like a computer, you see. But when will they become Rishoyim? If it will turn out that the Edim signed the Shtar Alvoy without the Leve telling them to sign, then they'll become Rishoyim and become Posleides. Because the explicit Agode is an Nasim of Schaib. That's all. Nothing else. Nasim Nasam Schaib. That the Leve told them to sign. That they didn't sign it by themselves. In case the Malve tells them to sign and they sign it, then they are showing the apostolates. But
even if it's true.
That's right. Even if it's true. Suppose it's true, there is Alvoy. But the Leve didn't tell them to sign, they are Rishoyim, and the apostolates. So the explicit Agode is only on the Nasim Zamischayim. So Mele, the Gemara at the beginning of Ashleach says that if, let's say, the Baal told one eight to sign it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the other eight at 10 o'clock, then it's Eides Mecheres in the Vie. And according to Rabbi Shui ben Koruch, it's kosher. According to Rabbon of Rabbi Shui ben Koruch, it's possible. When Rabbi Chaim says that the Riyah takes place, the Riyah and the Agode Ba'id Bishtar takes place at the time of the signing. But from that Gemara and Ashleach, it's mashma that the Riyah takes place at the time of the Tzivu of the Mishraim. No, it's no kash. Of course, it's true. It begins, it's like a riyah of a long maise. Suppose Edim see a maise aveir, but it takes a long time. Ritzich. Sometimes a maise ritzich can last for 2 hours, and they see it. So then the riyah takes place from the beginning of the act of ritzich. Let's say somebody is maki another person for 6 hours, then he dies. So it's a long riyah. It takes 6 hours. So here too, by Eides Bishtar, the riyah begins at the time when the Baal is mitzave, when the mischayev, the Baal, the Leve, the Neisei, the Meicher, whoever is the mischayev. So is mitzave, the Edim to sign it. And is mitzave the Edim at 6 o'clock in the morning. But then the Edim sign it at 11 o'clock. So that it means that the Riyah lasted 5 hours, because until they sign it, the Baal can still be Chazer. He can tell them, never mind, I don't want you to write. And then if he writes, so it's a Chas Bebalne, Os Dibo and Vatel Dibo. So Mele, it means what Reb Chaim says. I saw somebody, he's Masik on Reb Chaim, because of that Gemara in Gittin, but it's not a sodi. Reb Chaim is made that the Riyah begins with the Tziv of the Baal. But when is the finalization, the consummation of the Riyah? When they sign it. So Mele, that is called the Riyah. That is called the Riyah. So the signing is also called the Riyah. Anyway, so so according to the Tzeis Lomdes, the Pshat Tzeis Vesis Mio Yishel Chalik Yiliyem Omin Nehani Vez Bodin Kredi Yisage Sage Beidoksime Bikimido Az Baldin. Why? Because since Hido Az Baldin is has Nemones, the Baldin has Nemones, some male economic says both moment in Dova Shebeavo require Eides on Nemones, who use the expression Nemones, Likimadov. And there is no difference, Eides or Baldovo, as long as one has Nemones. So it's required Likimadov. But by Momein, if they are Idechsime, and what do they Idechsime explicitly Mivarah? What do they testify? Explicitly. All the other things they testify only because of the Zasakosov of Shtores, and once there is a Balashtar, but until a Balashtar holds it, what do they testify? One thing, Nasim Dasam Schaib. What is the Dasam Schaib? That's Idoiz Baldin. That's right. So Mele we have the Kabbalah say this. When you have the Chsime, so it's considered that the Bezdin was Mikabalah, the Baldin was made. So Mele, there is the Kimadara. Without it in Israel, the Liam Momin Mahani does Baldin Kimadin Saki the Chsime Kabbaladin. I will be the Shinigirish Nulu Mahani Baladin. According to Tzeis, because he's Mamish Chavlachin, not like the Rashba. Mishum lechay v'achayim, the vidushin osla akrevim, uvigereshin osla akeyen. So mimele, there is no nemeres of Baldovo. So mimele, there is no likim adovo. So mimele, and so mimele, the likim adovo is lacking.
Even if you have Eidim being made on an asim, that's a mishayim.
Yeah, that's right.
The year won't help.
The year won't help. Because the Idoye itself has no nemeres. Has no nemeres, because it's chavlachim. But according to the Rashba, but then we have to introduce the machlekes between Teisves and the Rashba. I suppose that's what the Tzeis will be forced to do, that Teisves is chilek and the Rashba. But if we are not going to inject the machlekes between Teisves and the Rashba, then we have to explain Teisves in accordance with the Rashba Shite. What does the Rashba say? That it's Ixerasakosuv of Dova Dova Mimomein, that Kedushin Dova Shebeavo requires Eidim Likima Dova, and Eidim Davki, not just Nemones, because Horai the Rashba says, as far as Nemones is concerned, so the Baal also has Nemones of Baldova, because it's not Chavlachine, it's no more Chavlachine than when Reuven says he was Makri the Soda Tishimen. So of course, it affects the rights of Levi. Levi cannot try to buy it anymore or to get it matone. But that's Mimele. That's Mimele. So Bdushin is not Chavlachini. Mimele the Rashba says explicitly, if the Baal and the Ishel come to Bezin, and the Baal will say, and the Ishel will be made to him, that he was Mikadisha, Bifne Pleni Pleni, where the Pleni Pleni, they went to Australia, so then the Anama. No, because he does voting made in Dome. But if they come and say, no one was, but I was Mikadisha, no one is present. So then he say, Eidim Likim Adovo is lacking. So he says, Zerasakosuv, the Dushin requires Eidim, not just Nemones, but Eidim, not Nemones. Likim Adovo. But the question is, the Kashivadik says, but since the Nemomenes doesn't require the Likim Adovo, how can we learn how to do Shem? The answer is, since the Torah says, Al Pishnai Mushlei Sheidim Yochum Dovo, and that implies Yochum Dovo, without that, Bezdin cannot be made Simome, without it. That it's and then there's another posik of Kiuzeh, even without it, Bezdin can be made Simome. So it's Shneik Suvim Makrishim Zeh Zeh, So what is the solution? So the answer is, we have to say that the posik, the expression, the Torah, Yokum Dovo, has reference to the case where it's Havlachine. For example, somebody found the shtar, and then the Leibe comes to Besden, and he's made a genuine, it's not Mizuyev, but there are no Nechosim Lecherim, there are only Nechosim Shebodim. So then he's not Nemon the Leibe, because it's Havlachine. Whom will it affect? This agori, it will affect the likures. So it's halachime. So when the Torah says dovo dovo, there is exer shove. So it's hukash to the case of the nemomenes where it's halachime. So there, bezin cannot be made to momen. So here, the gdushin is no gdushin, even though it's not mamish analogous, because over there too, it's not a bein of kima dovo. The Kiyan is no Kiyan.
He
just
basically
cannot do anything. And by Dushan, it means that Dushan is no Dushan. But it's Dumye. So Mele, we can learn how the office. That's what the Rashbo says. So according to the Rashbo, the Pshat in this case is very simple. Because by moment we don't require Edom Likimadovo. We don't require Likadovo. So Mimele, but you only require a Hefz of Shtar. So Mimele, so here Teisves is applying partially the Lomdes of the Ran. Just as the Ran says in explaining the Rim, that even according to Rableza, that it is Misericals. And he means it is Misericals, Dafke Misericals. Not Afid Misir, as the Ramban says, but Dafked Misir. Yeah. But still, Eidach Simu without Misir is good, because through the Rai of Shtores, so the Eidach Simu become the Biru and the Misire, so Mele, since there is no requirement of Likim Adovo, there is only a Aloch of Ashvui Shtore, so as far as Ashvui Shtore is concerned, Tesis here says applies the same lomdus as the Ran. The Ran applies it even ligabi gitten too, but Tesis applies it ligabi ashvi shtor. So as far as ashvi shtor is concerned, so true that it's the misire who make the shtar into a shtar, but the chsime so can also mibare. It doesn't mean that the misire make dafke the misire make the shtar and the shtar. In other words, the shtar is not a shtar unless it can be nisbar, and unless the misire can be nisbar. But if there are idoksime, so the misire can be nisbar. If there are no idoksime, so then the only way for the misire to be nisbar here in Besdin is to weigh the misire. Otherwise, there is no way. But if there is a Dachsime, so it can be Nisbar even without a Dachsime. In the same way as he does Baldin is good. Because it's Nisbar. There is no Din of Likum Adovo. So, but if there had been it, but by Kedushin, besides the Lashvui Shtora Aloche, there is a din of Likim Adovo, and Likim Adovo means not just Idibiru, it means Idiriye. So Idiriye, not just Likim Adovo. Idiriye, so Mimele, if you have Idimisire, then you have a Ria Seidim. But if you have Idachsime, you don't have a Ria Seidim. So Mimele, it's not good.
Why Much learn this trap like the Ran? Maybe it means like the Ramban as well.
So then, why does he say Sage Beidach Chsime B'Kim Yidoaz Baldin?
It means with the Chassimu of the Ramban that helps.
What does he mean Shneidoaz Baldin?
Because what he needed Yidoaz Baldin for at all?
Yeah, he shouldn't have mentioned. That's all Yidoaz Baldin helps, because Afid Misir. Afid Misir. So it's, you can't explain it with the lomdus of the Ramban.
So what's the connection of between? But according to the Ran, it's
Eidach Chsime
good.
Why is
Eidach Chsime
good?
Because they made it on the
Mesir. They are Mivare the Mesir. That's good enough. Because Lashvi Shtore. Because Lashvi Shtore, we don't need Riasain. We only need Bio. 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 Lashvi
Shtore.
That's right.
It's a Rai from a Dois
Poldin. That's right. That's right.
Claim a Dois Poldin means just like a Dois Poldin.
That's right. Just as he does Baldin. Receive a Shtamatonic Savyore. Now, so then we can be nirshuli making a certain assumption that some achronim may come in, and the diktzei says that it's toys, and it's mistavalai diktzei that bashtamatone even without any misir and without any chsime, just and not ksav yodik ksav sefer, but if the nesim comes to Bezna and says I was meisir such also, and the ksei says that that's a toys. It's instabilized. It's instabilized. So why do they say that? Because Sagabe Yachsimem Kimi does Baldin. So that means if the Baldin, so they assumed, if the Baldin will come to Bezd and the Shtar, there is no Shtar, Xaviode, and no Ed Yachsimem, no Ed Misire, just the Baldin says, I gave him that piece of paper. That piece of paper that was written by Sefer or he formed, could be formed, you know. So it's also good. So he says that's itoes. Because then it's a chaspe baome. I mean, the piece of paper, ksav Sefer. It's just a form of ishtar matone, you know. Without elixim, without the misere, so it's a chaspe baome. So what kind of idoy is there? But what does stasis mean? Kibidoaz Baldin, where let's say the Shtamatone was written because of Yode of the Mesa, when the Idoaz Baldin is inherent in the Shtam, so then it's good. So why the Yachsime inferior to Ksav Yode? The Ksav Yode, same Bureau of Shtores we have. That's the Pshat according to the Rashi. Right now, let's see. The Gemara in Gdush, the other pshat, the Kitfor, has another pshat altogether in Nikim Adavar. Now, as a matter of fact, I think that there's the Rambam pshat. Pashtis of the Gemara of Samachvov in Gdush is that the Gemara says that Dovah Shebe'arvo, Dovah Momein, so my dos of the Gemara says that Kadosh B'Yachot is a Christian. Because double on the money, Sama. Samachim with this. My Avalo, Rav Kano Omar in Chish and Gdush. Rav Popo Omar, Chish is in Gdush. Omar Rav Ashel, Rav Kano, my Daito. Why do you, Rav Kano, say in Chish and Gdush? He out is double on the money. Ima Alon. He does Baldin Kmeidin Dome Afkan. He does Baldin Kmeidin Dome Omale Hosom Lui Kochayev Lachrine. Hoche Kochayev Lachrine. Hoche Kochayev Lachrine. So Rashi says, Chayev Lachrine, Shekhriseo Nesrubei Ukrevov Nesorim. The Rach explains it because she's Asur Alkohol. Because if Misadisa Kreves, so by Geir and Geiris, so Am Kaddish Bleidim should be Mekodeshes. That's inconceivable. All right, the Ritva has another pshat. The Ritva has another pshat. One second, the Chayev Achim. V'chol shechav la'achirim in enemo. Hochem v'chayev la'achirim. Pirish l'chayev abo la'omise. Not the Rach's pshat. The Rach's pshat says the Yosef. What?
It's completely made up.
What is it? It's no. So what's the pshat? The Rach says because she becomes Osalaom. Yeah. Whether she's Chayev is Mis or not, it happens that Abdul is she's Chayev Mis. And suppose it wouldn't be Chayev Mis. So it's still Chavlachin according to Rach's pshat. She becomes Osa. Let's say Chetzio Shifro v'Chetzio Baschirin. Shemizkacho Levedivri. So the Aloha is that the Baal brings an Oshom, and the Nveles is Chayev Malkes, Bikeres, is the parshin deish.
Oh, just so, her? Just the woman?
She gets malchus in these chayv and oshom, even b'meizit. That's the only thing. And not only, I mean, that's one of the averas, of the few averas, where shegi can meizit is chayv the same God. There is no chayv misek, so it's still, according to the Rach's pshat, it's still chav lachrine, because she's osa. If somebody is mikadish, a chetzi shifre or chetzi dasherin, let's say an evidivri. Why do you mention evidivri? It doesn't have to be that evidivri. Because otbir she askino. Because if not an evidivri, so there's a nisa to marry a shifre. But by evidivri, it's a mechetim tzel beheta. Because an evidivri is muta b'shifrach naini. So he's certainly allowed to marry a chetzi shifre dasherin. But it doesn't mean that evidivri. The gdushin is chal. Even if a regular Yisrael, I mean not an Eved, so it's Beisa, but not to be Shiaskinon, so he mentioned Eved even. So according to the Rach's Pshad, because she becomes also a woman, so it's also Chavlachin. But the Ritva says, Hoche Mechayev Lachirin, Pirish Lechayev Abor Leonise, Hilkach Lunemne, Ligabiho. So it's not nehemne. Why? Because there is capital punishment, right? Now, what's the pshat? So I think the Rambam Shita is also like that. Because let's see what the Rambam mentions, the aloche of the Kir Madobo by Gerish. The Rambam, the beginning of Luchat Gerish, the Caliph Luchat Gerish and Aloch Aleph, says in Elishom is Gareshes Elo Biksav Shiagelo Uksav Zehu Anik Hoget Yasoro Dvorim Enik Ragirish Natero Vele Shali Garish Elish Elo Besene Vishi Garish Biksav Levio Barache Vishi Yie Yien Aksav Shegirsho Veisiro Mikiyone Vishi Yie In Yone Dovar Akiris Benil Beno Vishayye Nichtav Lishmo, Vishalayye Vov, the sixth prerequisite, Shalye Mechusamaisa Aksivoseyal Nisnoselo Bilvad, the seventh prerequisite, Vishayitnenolo, the eighth Ches, Shayitnenolo Bifneidim. So it's a special, and I heard from my father, I mean, it's in Ashma, the Pashti Saloshim, that when the Rambam says, Asor Dvorim Nikra Gersh Nateo, so it's special halachas peculiar to Gersh. The halachas that are coming to all kiyonim, the Rambam wouldn't mention. So then there is a Reb Chaim. Why does the Rambam mention there is a kash? Shligarish yishal abetzene. Shligarish yishal abetzene. After all, das makne is a din in all kiyonim. In kol atere kule, it's not peculiar to Gersh. So Reb Chaim said, because the Rambam Shiti is that by Gershon, Kofio Vizovin is Zvine Zvine, Zvine Zvine, so by all Kionim, Kofio Vizovin is Zvine Zvine, even, but there is one difference. Kofio Vigorish, so Gershon, only if he said Reitzani. But if he didn't say Reitzani, so then the Gershon is not valid. By other Kionim, Toliu Vizobin, so even without Reitzani. So I mean, and even without Reitzani. And the Rambam Shite is that even by Gdushin, if Toliu Vikodish, even without Reitzani, so Gdushin, the Raivet is Masik. Yeah, and he says that it's required that he should say Reitzani. But the Rambam Shiti is that by all kinyonim, even by Gdushin, so without Reitzani, so we say Agaf Unse Komoromak. But by Gir, somebody, like, not a nice person, forced him. He told him, if you don't sell me this sode of yours, I'm going to pay you. Then I'll kill you. So he was mocking, he gave him a shtar. So it's a good to mechira.
Good
mechira. Even if he didn't say Reitzani. But if somebody at the point of a gun force the husband to give a get to his wife, let's say a brother of the wife at the point of the gun said, you give her a get, if not I'm going to shoot you. And he gave her a get, he didn't say Reitzani, the get is no get. So by all kionim, he sotolyu vizobin, izvinezvine agafun segomor makne, even without Reitzani, by get, there is a loche of Reitzani. So Rav Chaim said, that's why the Rambam says, Shaliyigari shoyishal abirtzeine. So, and then the Rambam Halacha Beis explains, Umnayin shasor dvorim eilu minatiro, shenemar v'hoyil nintim tzochem v'einov, v'kos av lo sifa krisus, v'nosam v'yodi v'shilcham v'meise. Nintim tzochem v'einov, that means only b'tzeine. So the kashi is, why do they have to mention special zakosuf? There is no das makne. Do you have a special zakosuf in every kinyan? The answer is, here there is a special aloha of das. Over and above the general requirement of das makne. What's an afkimine? So one afkimine is, in case of tolyu vigorish, and he didn't say reitzani, in all kionim it is enough. Agafun sekom makne. But here there is special zos hakosuf. He has to spell out. So if he is not forced, he doesn't have to say reitzani. He gives her a get, some melee, it's reitzani. I mean, he gives her a get. But when he's forced, when he's coerced into giving the get, so then there is no giludas that he wants. We say gomodas, but there is still a giludas, an explicit giludas is lacking.
There's a kosher, there's no gilud das. That's right. There's a kosher, there's no gilud das. All the time without a right, and
even not a chim bein. So not a chim bein means he has the gilud das. That's not a chim bein.
But typically there is a gilud das.
Oh, if he's not coerced, of course there is.
I don't mean typically b'shar kinyanim, we say that he really wants to do it.
Yeah, but there's no explicit gilud das.
There's a possible.
So he cannot divorce the younger wife who is Rochel Basur. So Gdeilo Motsumiga, so Ktanu Motsumigarve, or Dil Motsumigarve, or Marovez is in Marishna, is in Shimadon, Varahan, Sinstachilahirin, or La Bayamatorish, Tonish Mikishim, Hoposuligarve, Shin and Sogarve, or Vishmosmigarve, Vamulah Yoklitan Stahay, Elamais, or may have been Missida Reblazari, or Hanan be Missida Reblazari. So Tesis explains this Gemara. Because according to the mayor, it cannot be effective unless it's Mishulesh. So, in the case of one who has two wives and they both have the same name, Rochel Bas Ruvein, so she has to be Mishulesh. So Rashi doesn't emphasize Mucham Teche. Another Chshoshe, because maybe he really intended to Nigarish Chavato, and so how is it that the older one has it? No. The younger one who was divorced dropped it. She was not so careful. So Mimele, and then the older one found it. and then she's producing it. So we see that Rashi Shita is that there is no aloche of Muhammad. And the Ramban is chilek, the Rif is chilek, the Rambam doesn't mention prerequisites that are collateral. Now, the Rambam, one of the prerequisites that the Rambam mentions is Sheyitnenu lo bifnei edim. So what does it mean? Does it mean the aloche because he didn't see the car say?
Yeah.
That's in Kolatir Kule in Shosh Doris. Once and all, he means the special din of the Kima Dava. So it's by Kedushin also, but it's by Kedushin, by Gittin, so he mentions it. Now, one second. Now, Aloche Yudimel, and then the Rambam Nich Aloche mentions the Mokia for each prerequisite. In Aloche Yudimel, he says, Uminayin Sheitnenu Lo Bifneidim,
he doesn't mean to make the get into a get.
He means the kimado, of course. Because he doesn't mention general aloches of soul stores. He only mentions something that is peculiar to them. So he mentions the aloch of the kimado. So why does he say v'yefsha shetizu ayim erbo abola ob nisaz bezdin u'mochotim u'teres b'leidim? So he should mention the Gzira Shoved, Dovadova Mamame, not because Achiv Mise. So the Rambam here has another Aloch. What's the other Aloch? Now, there is a Machlekes Rishen. You see, there is the Nemomenes are looking from the Nefoshes, or the Nefoshes are different, distinguished from the Nemomenes. There are certain Eides that in the Nemomenes it's kosher, but in the Nefoshes it's not kosher. So the question is, or let's say, Eidus Mirchedis, according in the Riyah, according to Rabbi Shimon Koch, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon Koch. So in the Nemomenes it's good, even two separate Riyahs. But by the Nefoshes, Rabbi Shimon Koch is maybe it's not good. And even one Riyah, Echot Riyah Mechalon Zeh, Echot Riyah Mechalon Acher. So it's only kosher if each eight sees that the co-witness also sees. But if Echud is Reim Echalon Zeh, Echud Reim Echalon Acher, and one eight doesn't know that the other eight sees together with them, so it's possible. So there are certain eights that are kosher by the Nemomenes, not kosher in the first. The question is, how about Dushnidim? Do they require the chumres of the Nefoshes, of eights of the Nefoshes, or they require only the chumres of the Nemomenes, not the Nefoshes? So on that point, there is a machlekes Hashem. Teis v'shite in Marcus is. In Marcus Davov, there is the Mishnah mentions the aloche of Nimtzo Echad Mein Korov Yipossel Eidus Kulam Ptel. According to Rabbi Yisi, the aloche of Nimtzo Echad Mein Korov Yipossel Eidus Kulam Ptel applies only to the Nefoshes. But the moment is, if you have 180 testifying in the Nemomenes, and one aid turns out to be a Korev apostle, so the aides of the other 99 is kosher. Rebbe is chevi, and we pass like Rebbe, that the aloch of this Korev apostle, the aides to Taylor, applies to the Nemomenes as well. But Rebbe Yisishiti is that it applies only to the Nefoshes. So, do we pass like Rebbe or we pass like Rabbi Yisi? So the machlek is in Gemara between Shmuel and Rab Nachman. Itmar, Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Aloche Rabbi Yisi, that Aloche of Nimzach Kovman Poshul Yidus from Taylor applies only to the Foshes. The Rab Nachman Omer Aloche Rabbi. So Teisu says, Shmuel in Aloche Rabbi Yisi, Koshe, Heich Motzino Yodeinu Veragleinu, Kishenesnin Get, Sheyeh Mamad Krivi, V'hoyolonu leima adeidis akshirin botot. V'hai dumyed nifoshes. Di shaginonei shishish. Shiyeish mo misas bezdi. So the question is, every get and every dushin should be no good.
Right.
Because whenever there is a get or whenever one is mekadosh an isha, so there are so many craving present. So it's nimshechot korban and poshle is kulam teil. Some religion and dushin also, you know what I mean, Sabbath today. Yeah, weddings, you have 500 people, you know, so you have all kinds of psulim. And most of the people are craving absurd. Are craving absurd. So then, every Kedushin should bottle me a little. Strong cash. All right. So Teisve says, so even according, so Lloyd, needless to mention, according to Rabbi Yechon Alochet Rebbe, of course it's a cash. But even according to Shmuel, it's still a cash. Because Shmuel says, Alochet Rabbi Yechon, but by Nefoshes, Rabbi Yisi is made that means I can possibly do some tulip to law. So, Gittin and Gdushin, I have a din of Nefoshes. They are Rishenim or Achelik. And you say that Gittin and Gdushin do not have a din of Nefoshes. Do not have a din of Nefoshes. So Meir, it seems that the Rambam Shiti is, or this Aloche, the Rambam in explaining the Aloche, that a get without a misira is bottle, that's the halacha of the Kimador. Or I, the Rambam Paskins like the Reef, that with the Dirksime without misira is also kosher. So the Rambam says, Kim Shaget Yitzin Tarasyode, so it's the longest of the run, because the Dirksime are in misira. But without a misira, a get is possible. But that is not because of the story of the get. But because of the Kima Dovo, because the Rambam mentions, first of all, the Rambam mentions that as one of the Asor Dvorim in Girish, and something that is common to all stories, the Rambam wouldn't even mention. And then the Rambam says, Umitnayin sheitnenol bifneidim, harueime al pishnayim eidim, ushleish eidim yokum dovo, viyefshah sheti ezua yeimervo, So in other words, what does it mean that Gittin and Gdushin has a din of nefoshes?
That's
why
it says
the Bola and Mrs. Bezdin.
What? Yeah, Bola and Mrs. Bezdin. To say that it has all the dinim of
din of nefoshes. Yeah, mainly it's Likim Adavatu, because there is one difference between Momenes and Nefoshes. The Rambam says in Perush HaMishne that the fact that Yeshua was done Ochon, because there were no Eidim, Ochon confessed, and Yeshua knew bin Vui that he was male in the Chirim of Yerichai, but there were no Eidim, so that was Yerushua, especially Piyadibu. So he says, because we cannot be mechayev missing person and without our God of to aid him. Even Inovi, if Inovi will come and he'll say, this person was evil of the Lord. Do we have any sveikes? Do we have any sveikes? No, we don't have any sveikes. So the halacha is that he cannot be done missing. So it's likely Kimadoko. In other words, it's not just a question of the void. When a novi comes, it's a better bill than to aid him. We cannot say, I mean, a novi nidechot, so it's less of a bill than two nivim. I mean, there's a difference. The 1,000 nivim or one novi. So that's the best bill in the world. But by nifoshes, so we cannot be gimadin, we cannot be done without aidis. So since Dushin is like Nifoshes, so that's why Hamkadosh B'lo Yedin is Eino Mekodeshes. Hamkadosh B'lo Yedin Mekodeshes. So I think this is the pshat in the Ritva. When the Ritva says, now the Gemara in Dushin, now let's see him.
Yeah. which also means because it says within the fascist, the
fascist.
The base became the
that's right.
If it wouldn't have been din in the fascist, there was no requirement the base became a dobro.
No.
If it wouldn't be din in the fascist, it if this wouldn't be in the fascist, this would be mominous.
What?
If the Kedushin Kitten wouldn't be
considered. Wouldn't require the Kimadov. Now let's see, one second. I want to go over the Gemara inside. My Avalo, Rav Kana Omar, in Cheshish in Kedushin. Rav Popo Omar, Cheshish in Kedushin. Omale Rav Asher, Rav Kana, my Daitoch, the Alphes Dover Dover Mimome, Imal Halomi does Baldin Kimadin Dome, Afkani does Baldin Kimadin Dome. Omale, Hosom Le Kochayev Lachrine, Hoche Kochayev Lachrine. So that presents a kasha against the Rambam. If we say that the Pshat in the Gemara is that Hoche Kochayev Lachrine because it's Nifoshes, so Mimele, it's not a Yalfuse Famomein. It's a Yalfuse from Nefoshes. And here the Gemara says, Omale Rav Asher Rav Kane, my daitor the Yalfes Dover Dover Mimome, Im Ale Halon I does Baldin Kime Idin Dome, Afkani does Baldin Kime Dome. So the Gemara says, Omale Hosom Lik Chayv Lachine, Hochek Chayv Lachine, because he's Chayv Mise Abolishish. Or let's say if he is Megarisha, so he's Potter of Mises, so again it's Nefoshes.
It's not well, Mamash Nefoshes.
It has a din of Nefoshes.
Yeah,
it's Negei Nefoshes. It's Negei Nefoshes. It's Negei Nefoshes. That's it. Yeah, so Mimele, so the Kashi is, so why do we say Dovodovim Mimomen? So we should say Dovodovim Nefoshes, not Mimomen. The Loshon HaGemara is, my title, the Alf is Dovodovim Mimomen. So you can ask that kashe. You can ask that kashe. I mean, according to Tesis in Makis also. Why does Gemara say the Alf is Dover Dover Mimomein? But it requires the Chumre, the Eides of Nefoshes. All right. So according to Tesis, you could say that. It's not necessary. Yalf is Dovodov Mimomein, and it's even more than Mimomein. Because, as a matter of fact, when the Torah says, Al Pishnai Meidim, Al Pishnai Mishlei Sheidim Yokum Dovo, does the Torah have reference exclusively to the Mimomein? Nefoshes also. Does the Torah spell out Mimomein? Al Pishnai Mishlei Sheidim Yokum Dovo. So it has reference Nefoshes, Mimomein, everything. Even the Nemominus. So that's why the Gemara says, I mean, as in order to answer the Kashi against Teisva Shittim Makis, the Alpha Dover the Momen, it doesn't mean Dafke Momen, not Nefoshes. It means we learn out that Hamkadish Beloyedim is in Cheshin Gdushov because Yalfes Dover Mimomen. So Omele Rav Asher Rav Kane, but according to the Rambam, I think we can say as follows. My Havalo, Rav Kane Omar and Cheshishin Lidushov. Rav Popo Omar, Cheshishin Lidushov. Omele Rav Asher Rav Kane, my Daitach, the Alphys Dover Dover Mimomein. So that's what Rav Asher assumed in the Hava minute. Imal Halon does Baldin Kimeidin Dome, Afkani does Baldin Kimeidin Dome, some Mele. If the Baldova, the Mikadosh himself is made it, so the Gdushin should be good Gdushin. Omalei, no, I don't. It's not because Yalf is Dova Dova Mimomein. It's not because Dova Mimomein, because here it is. Here there's another town. Hosom Likachayev Lachine. Inochaname. Insofar as the Libruri is concerned. Insofar as the Libruri is concerned, so we can learn out from Omen also. We don't have to learn out after from Nefoshes. Some Mele Nidachot is not Nemon. But you ask, some Mele Baldin should be Nemon. The Baldin should be Nemon. So, Enochaname, if it's a question of Livrure, so then the Baldin is Nemor. And the Rashba says that. If the Baal and the Ishol come to Bezin and will say, Kidashtio bifne plainly or plainly, the whole Cholem didn't say, I'm so the Nemon. They are Nemon. But because we learn out, as far as the Libur is concerned, so we learn out Dovo Dovo. Dovo Dovo has reference to Mom and Nefoshes, everything, because both require Edim. Idecho does no Nemones Nefoshes, Idecho does no Nemones in the Nemones. But here, it's Chayev, but you ask, so even Mam Kaddish Beloy Edim should be Mekodeshes? Because we learn out from Momen, and by Momen there is no din of Likim Adovo, so no, we cannot learn out from Momen. Because Momen, if Momen is there is no Chiv Mise, does not have the Chiv Mise, but Kedushin has a Chiv Mise, so as the Rambam says, Shayim is Ipnuyo, and Abolo is Poter, and Limochor after the Gdushin is Chayv Mise. So Eidi Gdushin is an Eidus of Nefoshes. It's Chayv Lachine is Mechayv Mise. So Mimele, even though the Baldin is Nemon, as the Rashba said, the Rambam Shit is like the Rashba. The Baldovo is Nemon, because it's not Chayv Lachine. It's not Chayv Lachine. It's not anymore Chayv Lachine than the case where Reuben says, he's made, he gave the sort of matone to Shimon, he sold it to Shimon. So it's to the detriment of Levi, Yehuda, Yisrochar, Zvulun, everybody. He can try to buy it. So what? That's Mimele. But the Etzemeides is not Chavlachine. So, but when the, so Enochname, if they comment, if they say, Kidashti or Bifni, Pleinu, Pleinu, Vohem, Zayam, but then it's like Momen. Then it's like Momen. But when they say Kidashtio Bibinil the Atzmo and the Noedim, so then it's no Gdushin, because here it's Chayv Lachine, so it's Nefoshes.
And everything in Nefoshes, all of this is a Birur, and you still need to wait.
So it's like so, Kimada.
Huh?
The Birur is a must.
It's by Nefoshes.
By Nefoshes, the Biro of Edim is a must, is precedent to the Chiyuv Mise.
So how could we say then, like the Rashba, who wanted to learn that this is considered the Nefoshes, and as the Rashba would say that he would be Neman also Baldover, he would be Neman by himself, to say that.
Oh, yeah,
but why? No, no, still, no. But it's a Biro that's not getting to Nefoshes.
No, in order that means Likim Adovo, in order that the Gdushin should be Chal, just as there cannot be Din Nefoshes without Edim. And even if Inovi comes, like Yehoshua, and says, so he's still not Chayv Mise. Why? We have Sveikes? We have no Sveikes. But there's a Kosov, that there cannot, there is no Chayv Mise without Agodas Edim, without Kabbalah Edim. There is no, without Edim, there is no Chayv Mise. It's not only that Bezdin cannot be done. He's not even Chayv Mise. Without Edim by Nefoshes, without Edim, he's not even Chayv Mise. It's like a Kim Adam.
We can't pass Kinois. It's together that we can't pass Kinois to Psach Nefoshes unless we have Edim telling us this is what happened.
No, he's not even Chayv Mise. He's not even Chayv Mise. As a matter of fact, there is a certain lie.
So in the case of the Rashba, where the Ish and the Ish will say that they're married in front of Edom, but they went to Dina Sayyam, such that someone would be Chayv Mise then?
So there is no Shaila of what do you mean? The Gdushin is not. So then the Gdushin is Dushin, there is only Shaila of Vore. Because according to their Idoye, there was a Dushin Bifnei.
But is not the din of my child was, isn't the din of the Nefoshes, the din of Birur, and still need this Birur also needs it? That was my child.
Not like that.
Huh?
Not like that.
That's not the way you
not, do it. Not that is. The Nefoshes, so it's Aloche. Without Edim, is not even Chayv Mise. Aloche.
So once it's Edim, with
one second, one second. I made a mistake. There is no Chayv, there is no Chayv. But by Nefoshes, without Edim, is not even Chayv Mise. first of all, by Nefoshes, before Mardin is not Chayis. It's Ligorath and Knas. Even by Knas, the Aloch is before Amodadin, there is no Chiv. By Knas, Al Haskama Vechama by Nefoshes, he's not Chayis. As a matter of fact, the Mori Maki says that if two Eidim come and say that Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Sunday, and then two other Eidim come and say, how can you say that you saw on Sunday that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon Yerushalayim when at 10 o'clock in the morning when we were together with him on Sunday at 10 o'clock in Mitzrayim? So you couldn't have seen it. But we saw that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Friday before. So then they don't have to pay us on it, because what did they try to mechayev him? $1,000 that he owed? Except that they testified Lasheka. But they weren't mechayev, they didn't try to mechayev him something that he wasn't chayev. He was chayev. Mashiach came by Knas, if two Eidim come and say that they saw how he was Taveach Meicher, gone off into Taveach Meicher on Sunday in the morning in Yerushalayim, and then two other Eidim come and say, how can you say that you saw that he was going off into Taveach Meicher on Sunday in Yerushalayim in the morning when we were with him and we were with you, not with him, then to be a koshi. We were with you on Sunday morning in Mitzrayim, so you couldn't have seen it. But we saw him on Friday being Geneif and being Teveach Meichaya. So then they have to pay Dalet Vei to the one that they tried to Mechaya. So the Gemara says, why? Because Knas before Amod Badin is not Chaya. So the Gemara says the same thing is by Malkus and by Mise, if two Eidim will come and say that a certain person was in the Avizora on Sunday, and then two other Eidim will come and say, how can you say you saw him being in the Avizora on Sunday in Yerushalayim, when on Sunday we were with you in Mitzrayim, you couldn't have seen it. But we saw the same person that you accused him of being in the Avizora on Sunday, we saw him on Friday before that you were in the Avizora. So the Chayv Mise. Malkus, the same thing. Why? Because by Knas and by Malkus and by Mise, before Mardin is not even Chayv. So even Mui Veidim, he's not Chayv Mise. Al Haskamo Vechamo Idano Eidim, so he's certainly not Chayv Mise. So by Nefoshes, even though it's a question of being Mikadleides, being Mivarer, but this is a must. In other words, without Eidim, without Avodas Eidim, even if Inovi testifies, bin Vuye, that he was either Avera, he cannot become a Chayim Mitzvah. So it's like Likim Adova. So Mele will learn out that Kedushin requires Eidim Likim Adova because it's like Nefoshes. So then it means that according to the Avitras Pshat, In final analysis, the Aloch of Likim Adovo is not learned out from Ome, but from Nefoshes. Ravashi in the Havamine thought it is from Ome, Dovo Dovo Ome. But the Teretz is, no, it's not Dovo Dovo Ome, because if it had been from Ome, so Ibaldova should also be Nemon. And the Rashbo says that Enoch and Ame, he is Nemon. But in regard to Livrura, Baldova is Nemon. But the reason as to why I'm Kaddish Bidechot is in Cheshon Kedushov is not because of lack of Biro, but because of lack of Kimadova. Because of lack of Kiadova. Why is there a Cheshon Kiadova? Because Chayev Lachine, so according to the Mitzvah, Chayev Lachine is another Pshat altogether. Because Mechayev Mise Abora, so Mele is Nefoshes, and Nefoshes requires it in the Kimono. That's the Shittas Rambam, and that's the Shittas Horitvo. That's the Shittas Horitvo.
How about the Rambam, the Eidachinam Bisurim?
Yes.
So
yes, so if Nedecho testifies it's Chilek,
then
you give him Malkus, all right, because it was Hukva. But here there's especially Alfuse, that it's like Nefoshes, and we must have Eidim in order to be Kiveya as Nishish. It's not Hukva as Nishish, like Kim Adavon. So it has to be, have Eidim, otherwise it's not Hukva as Nishish. So it's an altogether different shite. And I think that the Rambam will agree with the shite of the Rashbo. I mean, it doesn't explain the Gemara the same way the Rashbo explains the Gemara, the reason as to why it's Likim Adoro is because we learn it out from Momain, and from Momain where it's Havlachine, let's say where it's Motri Shtar, and then the Leve says that it's not Mizuyev, but there are no Nechosim Mechirim from which to be gave, and only Nechosim Mishabodim, so Melis Havlachine, so we don't return the Shtar to the Malve, to him, because it's Havlachine. It will affect the Likuchas. But the Rambam explained the Gemara differently. I mean, like the Ritva. The Ritva, it says, so true, Omer Rav Asher Rav Kane, my title, the Alf is Dover Dover Mimomim. That's why it's in Cheshon Vidushov. But, Monev Sheach, Im Al Halom Dwez Bodin Kmeidin Dome, Rav Kane Dwez Bodin Kmeidin Dome. So, if the Mekadish is made, so the Gdushin should be good Gdushin. And there shouldn't be any din of the Kim Adoro. Omalei, hosom likhai lachine, hoche chai lachine, hayim pturo, hayim potaminise, as the Rambam says, as the Ritva explains it. So he says, b'yefshah sheti ezu hayim elvo v'abol of Mrs. Bezden, u'mochotim u'teres b'leidim. I mean, that's l'gabi get, and l'gabi dushin is the other way around. So m'mele, we learn out not from Momain, but we learn out from Nefoshes, because Eides is required by Momain, and Eides is required by Nefoshes. By Momain, so the Eides is only Lefure. Only Lefure Besdin cannot act without Ibil. Livus Adori Chakra. By Nefoshes, it's not a question of Livus Adori Chakra. Even when Novi comes, and Mivui is Mivar, the best beer in the world, better than Aiden, still, he's not Chayv Nisi. So there is like Likim Adavon. Without Kabbalah Seidin, so he's not even Chayv Nisi. Without Kabbalah Seidin, without Mardin, he's not Chayv Nisi. The Yuma Soritzeach Adom Delif Nireidol Mishpot. And Aiden is also a prerequisite in the Chayv Nisi.
Where do we find, not forgetting the Kedushin, how the Eidim are negated to Nefoshes that will kill my daughter? Besides keeping the Kedushin, we don't find them being Mekayim.
You see that the Rashba says that we learn how Dova Dova Mumomi has to kill my daughter, even though we learn it out from Mumomi, but we learned out from what case of Mumomi, well, it's Havlachine, even though by Mumomi it's not Mamish Kimadov. It only means that Bezdin cannot enforce it. But by Gdushin, it's not just Bezdin cannot enforce it. The Gdushin is null and void. So has come with Hamo that we can learn out from Nefoshes, just as by Nefoshes, even when it's Bo Kayeim, that he did a Maisa very Novi comes. So he cannot give Mitze, so that by Gdushin, even when it's Bo Kayeim, that he was Mekadisha, there are no Eidim, no Gdushin. That's right.
But it could be that they would come later on like the Rashba and say it would be in front of Eidim, then they would be believed.
Yeinoch Name, that's what I'm saying. The Rambam will agree with the Rashba. The Rambam will agree with the Rashba. It will both be made that he was Mekadisha. Bifnei Pleni Pleni, but where the Pleni Pleni Holchon Dinas Hayam, so then it will be made.
But maybe in this case, just like typically by Nefoshes, to prove something happened, we need Eidim, so if they just say themselves, this is what happened, they would also not be nemlim if it's a nefashis to get in.
Yeah, but it's not mamish nefashis. It's a separate halacha. You see, according to Rashba, it's not like mummy. The Rashba says, we learn it out from the case of mummy, where it's chavlachine. And by case of mummy, it's chavlachine, let's say, when there are no nechosim necherim, no nechosim shibarim. So it's an Ian of Kim Adalah. No. But it means Bezdin cannot enforce it. So we learn it out. The Gdushin is no Gdushin. There are many Yalfusis where it's not mamish the same.
Saying, well, when they do come, they say that they were married in front of Aden.
Yet then,
why do they believe that nefashis required to wait them? Nefashis required to wait them all times.
So how
even
about
Lebrurim, even just Lebrurim, we need to wait them.
Yeah,
so at this point, with that coming to Bezin, did
yeah,
you borrow something about nefashis? We
not,
need to wait
but
them?
It's not mamish like nefashis. By nefashis, so the Allah is, we cannot be done without it. But of course, if it cannot be done, so it's not chayv mis either, because until Mardin is not, the chayv mis is not midna. But essentially, it's halacha bezin cannot be done in forces without it. Even if they know, binivui, they can't be done. And by here, it's halacha flikim adavo, the dikdushin is not. The same thing is true according to the Rashi's pshat.
Or the whole din in the fashas is only the gel kima dover by us.
That's right.
So it's only
that's
the gel kima dover.
It's just as the Rashi. The Rashi explains it. We learn it out from the mom, a case of mom in where it's mechay lachin. But even
yeah,
over there, it's not the kima dover.
Yeah, but here it's not. Here it's different than the Rashi, because once we're calling it din in the fashas, so we should have to call it din in the fashas.
No, that's not the Alfusa, that's not the Alfusa.
So only the cold din of the Foshas,
that's right. And even in the Megillah Kendo, it's not mamish like the Foshas. By the Foshas, it means we cannot be done.
But
the Aveir is an Aveir,
right.
But it cannot consummate in the Aveiris, because by the Foshas and even by Knosses, without Gmar Din, the Chiyuv Mise is inchoate, is not Nigma. It doesn't mean this, not Chayv Mise altogether. At all, I mean, as the Gemara says, Miyim Shechorat Mise Migdosh, Afal Pi, Shebotl Nifoshes, but Loi Botlo, but Loi Botlo, Bidi Shamayim, Is Nenesh, Dumye, the Arba Mises. So in other words, it's not just nothing at all. I mean, without Madin, lo yumas rotzeach adam da mishpat. The chiyuv is not nigma. As a matter of fact, by knas there is a machlekes l'shenim. By knosis, before Madin, whether tofas mafkin munei or tofas loy mafkin, the machlekes l'shenim. So the l'shenim will say that even by real knas, kefu talenei. So without Madin, like today, there is no Madin, there is no smuchim. So it tafas to mafkimnei. But there is no chiyuv. The Gemara says makis that if two eidim say that gonav tavachomocha, and then two eidim say monoisem, but we saw that gonav tavachomocha the fight before, so they are mechuyev to pay azome because he was not chayev. So why is in tafas lo mafkimnei? It's not a chiyuv gomo in the sense that Bezdin should enforce it. But it's an inchoate chiyuv. So Mise, somebody today is Mechal Shabbos 1,000 times. Doesn't mean he's not chayv Mise altogether, as if he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. It means it's not the kind of a chiyuv that could consummate into Mise. I think that's the pshat in the Ritva. Now let's see another Ritva there, and that one. The Ritva explained the Gemara, Hoson Mechayv Lachini. So, Hochen Mechayv Lachini, Perish Lechayv Habo Leo Mise. Hilkach Loi Mehemne. In other words, that is Mashma because it's Nefoshes, because there is a Chiyuv Mise. But then, so then, it only means that it has to be likim adavo. So it should be mashma that if the Baal and the Isha come to Bezdin and they both say that he was Mikadisha b'tnei pleni u'pleni, but v'holchu em dinas ha'yam, so then they are nemo. Then there is another litvo, daf samachei, itma, omar Rav Nachman Shmuel, ha'mikadish b'idechot, in chish nigdushov, so, umidl parkinon dehoche b'mayaskinon, b'idechot shemei, sheniskatsha b'tnei shnayim, Shmainon da filu bo namen cheshle. The gzeres hakosefu, the beisar elvo, eini bipoches mishtayim. So he says, from this ritvo of hochem chayv lachine, because chayv mise, it would be mashma, that if they are both made so that he was mikadesh her, benil binatzmo, so then she is not mikadeshes. But if they are both made it that he was Mikadish, her, if Niplani or Plani of Holchim Dinesayam, then he would be Neman. That's it, that's how it's Mashma. But here the Ritva says, Dafsamachei, that if Nidechot will come to Bezdin and will say, Ruvim was Mikadish Leia, Bifnei Plani or Plani, and Plani or Plani Holchim Dinesayam, so he wouldn't be Neman, even Livore. Even Livore. So how is it? Well, on the contrary, the Ritva agrees with the Rashba. Some Mele will learn out the Dushan is Mamesh Dova Dova Momein, that it's Mamesh like Momen in the Livore. So, but insofar as the Livore is concerned, so just as by Momen there is in the Mones of Hidoas Baldin, so here there is also in the Mones of Hidoas Baldin. So if they say Ekidashti Oiso, if ne plaini u plaini, veholchlem dinasayam, if the two of them say it, so then they're nemon, because it's not really chavla achine. But when they don't say but that's only in the case where the baldvorim themselves are made it, if ne plaini u plaini. But if ne dechot says, that Ruven is Mikadish Leia Bifnei Plaini Plaini and Plaini Plaini Holchem Dinesayam, so it's like the Nemomen is, just as Nidechot is not Nemon to say, let's say that Ruven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon in the presence of two Eidim, and the two Eidim or Holchem Dinesayam, will Bezdin be able to be made Nemomen? No, Nidechot is no Nemonis Nebure. When Ebaldovar says, so then Ebaldovar has Nemonis. But here, if it's not Bifnei Plaini Plaini, so then the Likim Adovar is lacking, because that we learn out from Nefoshes Mamesh, that it has to be Likim Adovar. So then the Gdushin is not Dushin. But if they are made it, that he was Mekadisha Bifnei Plaini Plaini, Viholchlem Dinesayam, so then he's Neman. But in the case where the Balidvorim don't say Niskacha Bifnei Plaini Plaini, and Nidechot says Niskacha Bifnei Plaini Plaini Rav Neyam, then it's like Momen. So it's not Neman even in the Livore.
Because the Baal Dover is like Mea.
That's right, in the Livore. I don't know if it's all right for me to discuss. There is one thing that I discussed last week, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Yischelik and Nebihude, that according to the Azorua and according to the Rashi in Sanhedrin and the Yunus and Ezeel, is Befeish. So Get requires aiding. Bezdin requires Bezdin. So he says, no, Get doesn't require Bezdin. But what does Rashi mean? Rashi says that Miyum requires Bezdin because called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kinderais Tikkun, so he meant because Miyum is affected by the Kolche of the Baal. So if the Ktane says Bifnei Bezdin, in a rated plainly, plainly, even if the husband screams, so it's effective, it annuls the Gdushin. So that is Kinderais Tikkun like Migarish Isha Baal Kolche. So, and Ozma says, the Pshat in Rashi and Dinis Nezir is that when one is Migarish Bal Kolcho Disho, then it requires Bezdin. Why? So he mentions the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Beches, is Rabbi Ashkel Rav Yisef to Kamase Agittin. So, for Omalei, for Ilam Shpotim Ksivka, in other words, there are certain husbands that are forced by Bezdin to give a get. Let's say the husband is a Mokishrin, that means a contagious disease. So then Bezdin is Kefeisef until he gives a get. So Aviyasev was used kfir in certain situations. He forced the Baal to give a get. So Abai asked him. But Vila Mishpotim Ksiv, Baal Mishpotim means kfir. So that's Moshe only to Smuchim. And we are in Bovel, we are not Smuchim, we are Yates. How can we exercise kfir? So he says, Shlucho Saigav. So that means kfir is Moshe only by smuchim. And the reason is why today we can carry out kfiyeh, because Shluchos HaYegavnu, Shluchos HaYegavnu. So one second. So Mil Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, what Yinus Menezil says, and Rashi in Shabbos, in Sanhedrin, says that get requires bezin, he means a get like meal, where it's Bal Kolche of the Isha, just as Mion is Bal Kolche of the Baal. So then it requires Bezin. Without Bezin, not because a Yochid has no Kerchvi. He has no Kerchvi. So Mimele explains Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg says that there is a Chirin of the Yigash, not in the Yigash Bal Kolche, so there is a Machlekes Rishenim supposing it. So many Rishenim say the get is a get, he's an Avaya. But the get is a get, and Gutenberg says that the get is bottom of it. How could the get be bottom of it? Just because it's a Chiram Nigash. So he says, because even before Chiram Nigash, so in order to be Migarish Bal Kolche, the husband had to do it on the best. If the best, without best, he couldn't be Migarish and Isha Bal Kolche. Because Veila Mishpotim Ashatosim Lifneim, so only Bezin has a Kiachvi. So, but today we don't have Bezin Smuchim. So the only reason as to why, even without Chirin Rabbi Nigash, what if we don't have Smuchim, how could the Baal be Migarish Bal Kocho? Because Shluchos HaYegavnu. But now that the Chirin Rabbi Nigash, it's not shaykh to say Shluchos HaYegavnu B'Yisa. The Chachomim Orishenim, the Smuchim Orishenim, Bizman HaTanoim, did not delegate authority to the Bezdin today to do something B'Yisa. It's a very good explanation, but the question is, what shaykhs, what bearing does the halacha of kviyeh have upon migarish bal kocho? When the Baal is to be migarish, so that requires das migarish. So without kviyeh, how can he migarish? So business gave him, and the business gave him, so then there is das, then there is das. But Ligabi the Mizgareshes, it doesn't require das Hamilahoisho. So Mimele, why do we have to, we don't have to resort to Kriya, it's not a question of Kriya. It doesn't require das. And how about, let's say, an Evet? And if one has an Evet 9, he can sell him to another master. So suppose the Evet doesn't want to be sold to another master. He likes this master. So we'll say we have to resort to Kiyah Bezdin, Kriya. He doesn't require das. He's sold. So here is Migarish Bal Kocho. I mean, he doesn't demand. I mean, what's this for? What's the pshat in Rav Chaim Volozhiner? It's even the Rav Sinikar on the surface. What's the pshat? I think that the Rav Chaim Volozhiner can be explained. Once we assume not like it says, and Reb Chaim himself assumed not like it is. Tikseis, I think it's in Simon Reish and also not in Luim. So Tikseis is Mechadish Bichridish. He says now by get, so he has to give her his in Yodel Yodo, Tligitachmal Gabikarke is no good. So he says by get it's not halacha of Kinyan, it's only halacha of Nisinegre, not Kinyan, because how she doesn't have to be Kinyan the get. She doesn't have to be Kinyan the get. And that's why Kosvi get al Isura Noi is also kosher, even though according to some Rishonim there couldn't be any Kinyan in Isura Noi. Couldn't be any Kisri in Kinyan Noi, because by so how is it kosher? If he buys the get on Isura Noi, he couldn't be Kinyan, because it's only a din of Nisinegre. And the raya that he doesn't require any Kinyan Yad in the get is the fact that she can be misgareshed bal koch. So if she wouldn't be able to be misgareshed bal koch, if it required kinyan, how can one become his shel bal koch? Well, that's no raya, because there's the zeros hakosov. I mean, what's the kasha? There's the zeros hakosov, the same zeros hakosov that says that she can be misgareshed bal koch, also says that she can be kinyan the paper, the parchment. Bal koch. I mean, that's no raya. What the Ksais mentions, I think it's in Simon Reish. So, I have a raya, and Reb Chaim, there is a Reb Chaim, Kineged Ksais. But I have a raya, Kineged Ksais, from a Rashi in Gittin. I can't mention Reb Chaim, that would take too much time. Ayin Zayin on the base says as follows. Ahu Shrimra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So why do we say by Dushan the same thing? So Mele he rejects Rashi's Pshat. And he said, like the Rach. Rashi says, Dushan is Chavlachine because he asks the credits. No, Rashi says, the Rach says something very simple. She's a Surah Alme, why crave this? She becomes an Ishishish. She becomes an Ishishish.